by the control panel with a list of American regions on it.
Want me to do the last grants?
Sure. Do it now. Christy, we could copy this list, take it with us, and see if it operates from other gateways. Give us control over where we want to jump to.
I fear, my dear friend, that it would be fruitless. The codes differ from redoubt to redoubt. I remember that from my time with the White Coats. Just pick a place and enter it.
Send him up in the elevator. Got about 15. Closed out a door. Get protection. We should go quick.
Right.
Ryan scanned the list.
How about Tennessee? Haven't been there for a while.
Do it, lover. I got a bad feeling that something's going wrong.
The Grins?
Not time yet. Coming up now.
In!
Code set.
Ryan stepped in and grabbed the door. Everyone knew what to do. JB took off his fedora and placed it on his lap, then carefully folded his glasses and placed them safely in a pocket. The Uzi was in his lap as well, and the scattergun was within reach. He held Mildred's hand. She reached out for Doc, who was sitting next to her, laying the ebony swordstick at his side, stretching out his aged knee boots. Jack, his red eyes swollen from crying, sat next to Doc, pressing his skinny back against the armor glass wall. Ryan finally seated himself alongside Christy, having unslung the rifle and placing it by his side.
Here we go.
Sayonara, my friends.
The discs and floor and ceiling were beginning to glow brightly, and the familiar white mist was gathering above their heads. Ryan felt his brain being scooped out of his skull and whirled around and around.
Tennessee.
His last sensation was one of pleasure, knowing that they would soon be home again. Then, the quake hit. Deathlands, Keepers of the Sun, is a Graphic Audio production.